first peck of Bava Kamma, third Mishnah, Shum Kesef, we evaluate the amount of damage according to the value of the loss at the time of the damage, even if the one who damaged and the one who was damaged both suffered damages. For example, an ox that was walking in Shusha Rabim and trampled on a garment and it ripped it. On the other hand, the shor itself got damaged by, it fell down by this garment, so each owes the other one money, even though this happened b'shus harabim, but and regular is potter b'shus harabim, but ma'isa, since it's talking about a place where it's normal to leave a garment over there, the person is chayiv if his animal damages his garment in b'shus harabim. And on the other hand, the fact that it tripped on his garment is the reason why the one who left the garment there should be chayav, because that's like a boy leaving a obstacle in Shusha Rabin. We don't say that since Reuven owns Shimon and Shimon owns Reuven money, just find out what's the difference between the two. But we make two separate calculations, how much Reuven owns Shimon, how much Shimon owns Reuven, and only afterwards do we come up with an amount, what is the remaining amount that one owes the other. Shava Kesef. The payment can be paid with money itself or something that is shava kesef, like property, movable objects. The Gemara says over here, talking about certain cases, we only pay with something that is shava kesef, that is by yisayimim. If the person died and left yisayimim, if he left metaltel and movable objects or money, they're not meshubed to the choyv, he does not have to pay from them. The lien on the property only takes effect on the property itself, and therefore, in such a case, when you're collecting from the assignment, we would only collect from the property that the father left in. Bifnei Bezdin, the evaluation has to be done in front of Bezdin Mumchem, and the psak has to be in front of Bezdin. Api Eidim, Bnei Choyim, Bnei Bris, the Eidim have to be not Avodim and not non-Jews. They have to be Jewish, Bnei Choyim, and males, in order to testify. Anoshim Mechlal Nezek, a woman who damaged, or people damaged, a male damaged a woman, she has the same status as a male in respect to the chiyuvim and what she's entitled to collect. But nizik v'mazik v'tashlumim, sometimes the one who is damaged also pays, ki'ilu pays part of the amount. The example of it is if a person his ox gored another ox, he had to pay the value of the ox. But what happens if after the ox died, the carcass went down in value till the Besdin issued the psak? In such a case, we say that the one who who caused the damage has to pay only the change in price from a live ox to a dead ox. The fact that the carcass went down in value, that the nizik, the one who was damaged, takes that loss. So basically we're saying that in such a situation, both of them are contributing to the final loss. The mazik pays how much it went down in price till the death, and the nizik, the one who was damaged, has to suffer the loss of what the carcass went down in value after the death.